The Senate Committee on Human Services and Early Childhood will come to order. It is June 2nd. It's our very last day. We have two bills that are left. We don't have the paperwork left, and we have members that need to leave. So we have gotten permission from the Senate President's Office to suspend the rules as it relates to the fiscal impact statements. We don't expect a significant change to those. So we are on the dash three, right, Chris? Correct. So I'm going to open up a work session for House Bill 3323A.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, 3323A is the measure that allows Type B area agencies and service areas with a population of 650,000 or more to bring civil actions for physical or financial abuse of vulnerable persons. The Dash A3 amendment expands that authorization to bring civil action to include designees in addition to Type B area agencies in Multnomah County. And the definition of designee in the measure is also restricted to Multnomah County. Requires those agencies to report to the legislature as well on December 31st, 2017, and sunsets returning, reinstating current law July 1st, 2018. That's the dash three.
Great. Thank you.
There's no revenue for what that's worth. We're only missing the fiscal statement.
Okay.
It was minimal on the underlying measure.
Great. Thank you very much. Senator Dimbrough.
Madam Chair, I move that the rules be suspended for the purpose of adopting this amendment without a fiscal.
Senator Dimbrough moves that the rules be I think we can do the dash three, and then it's on the motion.
Okay.
I believe that's correct.
All right. So I move that we adopt the dash three, the A3 amendments to House Bill 3323. Those are dated June 4th, 2015.
Senator Dimbrough moves that the A3 amendments dated 6-4-2015 be adopted to House Bill 2233. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Okay, Madam Chair, now I move that the rules be suspended for the purpose of moving House Bill 3323 as amended to the floor without the necessary fiscal statement.
Chair Dimbrough moves that the rules be suspended so that we can move House Bill 3323 as amended to the floor without the fiscal paperwork. Is there any objection to suspending the rules? Seeing none, the rules are suspended. Senator Dimbrough.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3323A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Dimbrough moves House Bill 3323A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection?
None.
Seeing none, so ordered. Chris, thank you very much for working on this. And Senator Dimbrough, would you?
Sure, I'd be happy to
carry the bill.
And Madam Chair, just for the record, the senators that were excused, Olson and Cruz, are excused.
Yes. So for both this and the next one, Senator Olson and Senator Cruz are excused. So I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 3323A and open the work session on House Bill 3494A. And if I may just describe where we are on that, is that all right with you?
Of course not.
So we are looking at today, colleagues, this is the bill about the declaw and devocalization of animals. As you know, this has been an issue that's inspired a lot of debate and emotion, and there are a lot of good people, just want to put on the record, a lot of good people that care a lot about cats and dogs. One of those people, for the record, is Senator Olson, who is not able to be with us here today, but has consistently checked in on the progress of this bill, and I had the opportunity to talk with him today about the Dash 12 amendments, and these did meet his approval. Where these came from, the sponsor of the bill, Representative Barton, worked with the Oregon Humane Society and the Oregon Veterinary Medical Association, and the end result of that is on these Dash 12s, the Humane Society is supporting the bill, and the Veterinary Association is neutral on the bill. Am I correct? So what the bill does, as it relates to devocalization, with the Dash 12 amendments, devocalization would not be permitted for a dog or an animal, except in the case of a physical need of the dog for a physical defect. As it relates to decline, it would not impact the due clause of a dog, so we aren't making any rules about a dog's due clause. And decline would be allowed only if it is medically necessary to treat or relieve a physical illness, disease, or injury, or to correct a congenital abnormality that is causing or will cause the animal physical harm or pain, or if it is necessary to modify the destructive use of the animal's claws that presents a physical health risk to an individual living in the same household as the animal, provided that the animal's owner submits to the veterinarian documentation from a physician that this would exacerbate a documented severe medical condition. And then finally, the one other place that declaw would be available would be that if it's necessary to modify the destructive use of an animal's claws that presents a physical health to a human, that not prevents, that presents a physical health risk to a human. So these amendments would not allow declaw for furniture, antiques, carpets, property. It's just if there is harm to a human being or a medical need of the cat. In that case, if it is for that physical health risk to a human, before the procedure can be done, the veterinarian has to verify that there have been other attempts to prevent the animal from using its claws in that way, has to fully explain to the owner the surgical procedure as well as its complications, and the veterinarian may report that declaw procedure to the OVMA, and we will get written documentation that all these steps have been followed and other efforts have been made. And finally, we'll get a report back in December of next year to see how this is going and get some real numbers around declaw. There were a couple of other things that I wanted to put on the record, or that people have asked me to put on the record. There are those who are struggling with this bill because what they would really like to see is a complete ban on decline with no exceptions except for the health of the animal. And one of the concerns in particular that I wanted to be sure to put on the record is that there is a concern that there's controversy about whether or not the destructive use of claws does exacerbate severe physical illnesses of people. I think what we have to trust is that medical physician for humans is following standards and science related to that. So it is not the legislative intent to create a new category of health risk. And then again, also just putting really clearly on the record that that behavioral destructive use of claws that destroys property would be prohibited. This bill was a surprise to me for a lot of reasons. I didn't start the session thinking this would be an issue that I would be having conversations about. It's not one I knew anything about before. I've really appreciated the many, many people that have provided information, and one was very helpful. It was a veterinarian that was here the other day, gave us some written testimony, and she shared an article that she wrote that asked two questions. One was, is decline an appropriate thing to do? And two, what is the appropriate role of a legislature in addressing veterinary practice? And something that I learned from that testimony that I hadn't realized is that our legislature actually enacted statute to require anesthesia to be used when there is surgery performed on an animal. And so this would not be the first time that the legislature has set a standard of practice for these animals. That's kind of where we're at. I think this addresses the health needs of both cats and humans, and also honors the cat, and is hopefully a reminder to all of us that becoming a pet owner is a very serious responsibility, and cats and dogs are living creatures. They aren't objects, and they bring with them habits and behaviors, and those are things that we need to think about carefully before we bring them into our home and determine whether or not we can care for them and accept them as they are. Any further discussion?
I'm sure I have a couple of technical questions about these Dash 12s. So, first of all, I'm not clear on the difference between sub C and D. So sub C says that it can be done to modify destructive use of the claws that present a physical health risk to an individual living in the same household. And then D says it's necessary to modify destructive use of the animal's claws that presents a physical health risk to a human. So what's the difference between the human in D and the human in C? I mean, why do we need both of these?
So the human in C doesn't require all of these things in sub 4. The human in C is, and I'm not really sure what these conditions would be, but where that person is a medically fragile person, has some medical condition where their doctor is saying, this can't happen to you. In sub D, that is, it doesn't have the requirement that the person have a severe medical condition. It talks about presenting a physical health risk to the human. So that might be a cat that is repeatedly and consistently seriously scratching a child in the household, but they don't have a severe medical condition, but they're kind of all scratched up. And in those cases where it's not a severe medical condition, the vet will work with that person to make sure that there is no other behavioral intervention short of surgery to correct that issue. But again, it does not allow for property.
Okay. So in the first case, you need a doctor's documentation. And in the second case, you just need to show that you have attempted to, that you have attempted to other means to get them to stop using their claws destructively.
Yes, and that there is an actual physical health risk to someone as a result of this use of claws.
Okay, great. The second, we had talked the other day about OVMA versus the veterinary board. I say that you've gone with the OVMA. Was there a reason not to go with the board?
I was not part of the discussions. The amendments were drafted with Representative Barton and the Vets and the Humane Society.
Okay.
I think this is what they had agreed to.
And this is consistent with other medical boards.
Right, yeah, you had brought that up the other day. Okay.
And the other thing that the amendment does that I didn't mention was it does put it in the appropriate place in statute.
Okay, well, I think a lot of work has been done. So would you like a motion?
I would like a motion.
Okay,
Oh, we haven't moved the amendment yet, have we?
Right.
Oh, sorry.
Madam Chair, I move the -A12 amendments to House Bill 3494, dated June 3rd, 2015.
Senator Dembrough moves the -12 amendments to House Bill 3494, dated 6-3-2015. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senator Dembrough.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3494A as amended.
Sorry to interrupt. We have to suspend the rules for lack of a fiscal on this one as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. Madam Chair, I move that the rules be suspended for the purpose of sending House Bill 3494A as amended to the floor without fiscal documentation.
Vice Chair Dembrough moves that the rules be suspended and so that we can make a motion to move House Bill 3494A as amended to the floor without a fiscal statement. Is there any objection? Seeing none, the rules are suspended. And just a note on that for anyone that is listening on the internet, which I believe there are people listening on the internet, our process and here is that we have paperwork that follows bills. This is not that talks about the cost to the state of implementing a program. There's nothing in this amendment that is substantially different in terms of the fiscal elements than what we saw on Tuesday. And so it really is a matter of, do we vote on it now or do we vote on it an hour from now when there's a piece of paper in the room? Senator Dembrough.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3494A as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Senator Dembrough moves House Bill 3494A as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. It heads to the floor, and I need to talk with Senator Olson. I'm not sure if he wants to carry this bill, if he wants to co-carry the bill.
It can be added later.
Okay, so we will. I'll check with the good senator, and we'll follow back up. Colleagues, this has been...
just before you.
Yeah.
I just want to confirm about suspension of rules, and I mean, when I'm looking at the Senate rules, it's two-thirds of the members, and I just would hate to lose both of these bills. I just want you to
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'll double check on the script at this moment. I believe that is correct in the chamber, but not for the
committee. I just want to make sure because I hate to lose both these bills just in case, because I know in my committee we've always had to have four members present, but maybe we didn't need to.
So, that was told to me yesterday when
was
we
that?
Ruled, suspended the rules.
That what?
That the committee required two-thirds.
And that's why, yeah, we should bring President Courtney down then. And I had sent an email to Lori Brocker, and I guess we should send it maybe to Rick Bercovian, but...
I'm checking it right now. Just
take
2 seconds.
Thanks for catching that, Lori.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, you want to perhaps take a brief recess for time to respond? It's not in the scripted motion that's amongst committee services.
Sure. Let's briefly stand at ease. Thank you, Lori, for catching that.
What the proper process?
All right. So I'm going to reopen. I'm going to reopen the work session on House Bill 3323A. Senator Dimbrough, could you move that we suspend the rules to reconsider the motion by which we sent House Bill 3323A to the floor?
Yes, Madam Chair, I move that the rules be suspended so that we can reconsider the motion that sent House Bill 3323A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Without a fiscal.
Without a fiscal. So,
first we have to
bring it back.
Cool.
Okay, so Senator Dimbrough moves that the rules be suspended and we reconsider the vote by which House Bill 3323A was sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senator Dimbrough, do you want to? And now
Chair,
I think he just has to remove the motion, right?
My understanding, I'm not sure if there's a particular process when a member who's not, it's the president, he can show up and vote, is my understanding, and there's no particular rule, but we move to suspend in order to make the vote to make the motion to reconsider, then re-vote, but you don't have to do anything about the amendment. It's the
okay, didn't we just make the motion to reconsider?
You made the motion to reconsider, but not a motion to suspend
right,
the rules to make that motion.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. There's so many motions when you have to back up.
I
think the committee's intent is clear, Madam Chair. You've made a very clear record today. The purpose of this is to capture an extra vote to make sure in case the rules require two-thirds.
Got it.
But
the script that we just used, Senator Dimbrough said he moved to suspend the rules that we might reconsider. So now you're going to move to reconsider.
Correct.
Yes?
Yes. Madam Chair, I move that we reconsider the vote on House Bill 3323A.
Senator Dimbrough moves that we reconsider the vote on House Bill 3323A. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senator Dimbrough. Now you move
now
to suspend the rules.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I move that the rules be suspended for the purpose of sending House Bill 3323A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation without the necessary fiscal analysis having been completed.
Senator Dimbrough moves that the rules be suspended so that we may send House Bill 3323A to the floor without the necessary fiscal statements. Is there any objection? Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senator Dimbrough.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3323A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Dimbrough moves House Bill 3323A to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. And Senator Dembro will still carry. I'll close the work session on House Bill 3323 and reopen a work session on House Bill 3494A. And now we're professionals and you can move that we suspend the rules to reconsider.
Madam Chair, I move that the rules be suspended so that we may reconsider the vote on House Bill 3494A.
Senator Dembro moves that the rules be suspended so that we may reconsider the vote by which we sent House Bill 3494A to the floor. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Now that we reconsider.
Madam Chair, I move that the vote on House Bill 3494A be reconsidered.
Senator Dembro moves that the vote on House Bill 3494A be reconsidered. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senator Dembro, suspend the rules. Right.
Madam Chair, I move that the rules be suspended for the purpose of sending House Bill 3494A to the floor without the necessary fiscal analysis having been done.
Senator Dembro moves that the rules be suspended so that we can send House Bill 3494A to the floor without the necessary fiscal documents. Is there any...
When you say fiscal documents, you mean revenue also. Is that correct?
No, Madam Chair, members of the committee, both of the revenues, there are no revenue impacts on either of the measures today. We're just missing the two fiscals.
Yeah, that's correct.
Is there any discussion? Further discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. We're in the home stretch.
Madam Chair, I move that House Bill 3494A be moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Wait, as amended.
3494A as amended.
The A-12s, right?
We already did. We could adopt those without the fiscal statement. So Senator Dembro moves that House Bill 3494A as amended move to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? I would just like to thank Senator Dembro because... We just did that with no script. We made it up while we went along.
For the record that there are four of us in attendance. Mm-hmm.
Including Senator Courtney.
Yes.
And
the visual record will certainly show that.
Yes. And Senator Cruz and Senator Olson are excused. All right. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. We'll still have the same discussion about the carrier. The work session on House Bill 3494A is... closed. And thank you, Senator Courtney, for saving our bills and saving the kitties and the puppies. Thank you all very much for coming, and we will be in touch about a party.
Great.
All right. And we're adjourned. Thank you very much. Thank you, Laura. That would have been so depressing. Thank you, Laura. That would have been so depressing.